Blog Talk Radio.
My thoughts, thinking about the past and all that I was taught, thinking about our ancestors, how they all was bought and sold into the slaves. What's the cost? Oh, emancipation kinda freed us from the boss. 150 years later, we still slaves up in the courts, and all these closet races got a leader to report, but we ain't with the shits, what you thought? There's no way I can go back to the way it was, thinking lying down, feeling less than you. No, we can't. There's no way I can go back to the way it was, riding in the back, can't be free to move, that ain't cool. There's no way I can go back to the way it was, though you seem to try, and you wish you could, but you can't. There's no way I can go back to the way it was, never will it be, us repeating all the same things.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
A quiet room is just me up with my thoughts, thinking about my little brother and his final thoughts. How he must have felt, thinking it's the last resort, before he tied a loop in the cloth. Caused you to halt all your dreams. The morning of December 3rd, a room full of screams. Never seen it coming, every day so routine. But everything ain't always what it seems. And
there's no way I can go back to the way it was. Take away your pain, one last time to say it's okay. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Chasing all your dreams, you was just a team. What a shame. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Though I seem to try, and I wish I could, but I can't. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Never will it be us repeating all the same things. We pray for all those whose lives have been touched by tragedy, whether by accident or deliberate act. For those who mourn, immerse them in your love and lead them through this darkness into your arms and in light. For those who comfort, be in both the words they use and all that's left unspoken. Fill each heart with love. We ask this through Jesus Christ, whose own suffering brought us life here and for eternity. Amen.
Yo, 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 what's goody, what's goody, what's goody? Is Judy on or nah? Or nah, or nah, or nah? It's Sunday, August 29th. We almost at the end of August for Judy Blue to get on. What up, y'all? How y'all feeling? This is Hollywood and Friends. We're here every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app, Blog Talk Radio, and all that good stuff. Be sure to follow us on social media at I Am Hollywood. Follow Judy Blue at, I don't know what her shit is. It's something long, like take underscore care underscore 2021. And follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network, BLU on Blue. That's Instagram. I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about today, though. Kanye West finally the go button on Donda. It's been a lot of, like, release dates and a lot of listening events and a lot of changes, but he finally pressed go. Have you heard it? We're going to talk about it. Also, because I forgot, OnlyFans, OnlyFans reversed their decision to ban pornographic content. I think Judy's on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What up? Yeah.
A nigga late, buddy. Best dressed.
Yeah. A nigga late, buddy.
Got caught by the weight of my necklaces. Something like that he felt. What's good? I already did my intro, so you can introduce yourself.
It's the girl, Judy Blue. What's happening? What up, though?
What up, though? So I was just telling them what we're going to be talking about real quick, and that's Kanye releasing Donda finally on streaming. OnlyFans reversed their decision to ban pornographic content. Like, knew that was going to happen. We talk about Aaliyah, her uncle, who was the guy, like, supposedly the reason why her shit wasn't hitting streaming yet all these years. He spoke out about why now and also what's next for Aaliyah, the brand. You know, R. Kelly's on trial, so there's new developments every other day, it seems, as people testify. We got some updates on that. And Candyman, the movie, if you saw it or not, I want to talk about it a little bit. Give a little review of that. We got What Blows My a little later in the show. 646-716-8544. That's the number to call. You press number one if you want to chime in, give your 2 cents on what we're talking about. And we'll bring you on to say that. A listener said no spoilers on Candyman. I'm going soon. I won't give nothing away. Let's kick it off with the question of the day.
What is
that? I never know. All right, I got it right here. The question of the day for today: if you had to make your best meal in a cooking competition to win $1 million, what meal would you make?
I don't know how to cook.
You say you don't know how to cook.
No.
What would you choose?
I don't know what my best is.
You know what people be commenting on when they be like, yo, this is hitting.
My teppanyaki wing.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good. I love them. Too bad we can't find no wings out there.
There's still a wing shortage?
Yes.
Because you know that's not my field. Damn.
Yes.
Yo, you heard Rick Ross was making his restaurants called Die Stop because of it.
Yeah.
Instead of
I mean,
Wing Stop.
They die. Dies and legs. And whole chicken.
My listeners said they're about to try Die Stop today. So, for the question of the day, our producer Stacey said what she would make for her $1 million meal would be her fish tacos or taquitos. Okay. For me, let's see. I'll say, I don't know. I think I kind of mastered this Big Mac right now. Or you know what? Well, this ain't really a meal. It's more of a dessert. My circle favorite banana pudding. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Could that count?
My mother loves your banana pudding.
I said my circle favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to go with that one. But let's get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. Once again, 646-716-8544. Press number one will bring you on if you want to chime in on what we're discussing. Let's talk about Kanye West. Donda. It's finally out. It's only been like 4 hours now. Have you heard it, Judy?
No, I was about to when somebody called me with that text I sent you. Right when I was to listen to it.
Yeah, I intended to listen to it, but I didn't get to. I will sometime today, but I did play one song, the song that I was most looking forward to hearing, and that song is called Jail. And I noticed on the track list, when you look at it, he don't put the features. Like, normally songs say Jail featuring blah, blah, blah. None of his songs say he's featuring, so I guess you got to just listen to it. Unless you look at the credits, which is what I did. So I looked at the credits and saw Sean Carter. I was like, okay, so this is the version with Jay-Z. Because remember, it was talks that he replaced Jay-Z with DaBaby.
Right.
But the version that's on this album right now is indeed Whole.
Good.
So I listened to that song.
You know, that's what the people want.
Right, right. And I feel like it probably would have had both of them on it. I doubt he would have, like, replaced Jay-Z with the baby. It probably would have had both of them on it.
Who does that? Right.
So nobody knew this was coming out today. The tentative date was September 3rd. And Drake's Certified Lover Boy album is also coming out September 3rd, which is this coming Friday. So it was like this whole thing. It was like, okay, so they really are trying to compete and do it the same day. But Kanye said, nah. It's Sunday. We're going to give y'all some inspiration on the Lord's Day. What you think about him, like, releasing it early? Were you surprised? Were you shocked?
No, I'm not surprised. And I know he was doing something, but, you know, a lot of people were saying that he was trying to release it when Drake releases his, but you don't have to necessarily release it on the same day, if, you know what I'm saying, if that's what they were trying to do. They could have did it one after the other, you know, one day he did it, the next day, as long as it's close and the race was racing, you know, but I really didn't hear too much because I don't listen to it right away anyway. So you see what I was trying to do? I tried to listen just now and somebody interrupted me. So it was like, all right, I'll get to it eventually. I mostly listen to music when I'm driving, so I was going to get around to it. So I really don't care when he dropped it.
It's definitely driving or cleaning or getting ready to go out somewhere. Those are three times I really listened. I haven't. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Only
Jail. That's the way you listen.
Yeah, but I will sometime today. There's a lot of songs on this shit. I was not expecting 27 songs, but I guess with him taking 27 years to put it out, we should get 27 songs. So I guess. But I wasn't expecting that many songs.
Well, look, shit, the way he was working in a room with no windows and no nothing, he better have 27 songs.
No choice. Bang it out.
Shoot.
Stacy said it's about 2 hours of listening. I ain't got 2 hours for that in one shot, but
listen, I'm gonna get you going on a road trip, that's the perfect time.
Right, right. If I was taking a flight soon, that would have been a perfect time, too.
Right.
Especially that flight to New York. That's like 8.5 hours.
More than enough time.
definitely. But I'm going to get through it.
You know what I hate? I hate when I listen to somebody's album and the song is, I mean, the album is like 20 minutes. That should be getting me. 20 minutes? Like, come on now. 30 minutes? Don't even waste my time.
Right.
Just tell me what you had to say in the album on the phone.
Yo, but this album
is longer than your album.
Wasn't without controversy up to the last minute. So yesterday, Kanye posted a screenshot of a tweet he had with, this might be his manager or somebody, I'm not sure, but they were talking about DaBaby, and the manager said, on another note, DaBaby manager isn't clear in jail, so we won't be able to upload unless we take him off. What's your thoughts? Kanye said, why he won't clear jail? He said, I don't know, and neither is answering their phone. Kanye replied, I'm not taking my brother off. He was the only person who said he would vote for me in public. I didn't even know if DaBaby said he would vote for Kanye in public.
In public, though.
So then,
in public.
In public, right? So then Kanye shared another screenshot of a conversation with DaBaby. He texted DaBaby. He said, so the album is not coming out. Did you know about this? There's more to it, but he cropped that part out. So he probably just said, like, your manager not claiming your verse. So DaBaby replied, hell nah, I ain't know. I'm going to hit him now. He said, your manager cap. This is Kanye. Your manager cap. They tried to stop you from coming in. The people next to you trying to destroy you. But God got a bigger plan. And DaBaby replied, a plan that can't be stopped. But it was stopped because the album's here and DaBaby's not on it. So I wonder why. Why do you think the management wouldn't clear DaBaby's verse on
right.
one of the most anticipated albums
right
of the
now,
year?
That would be a good look for him. Easy mm-hmm. money, right? Easy money. What's the problem?
Yeah. It's interesting.
We'll find out soon.
Stay tuned. Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. But Kanye, I told you before with, I forget what the album was called, but he made changes to the album while it was uploaded to streaming. Like, so this will likely have this album as well. This is not the final.
Right.
Once you listen to it one day randomly, probably next week, you're going to listen to it again and you're going to notice a difference. Like, he might just throw the baby verse on it. That's how Kanye's been operating lately. And the beauty about streaming is not like back in the day where you got to go reprint the albums and send them to Best Buy. You just got to press submit on the computer and it's over.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he finally did it with all these shenanigans that was going on and all this press. But, you know, you got some people that's like, well, he finally released it. I don't even care.
Yeah, I've definitely seen a few comments like, oh, he could keep it and all that. But I feel like those people are just trolling.
Right.
It's always, the people always want to go against the grain, feel like, yeah, doing something. But anyway, speaking of Kanye, you know he had another listening party this past week. And in the venue, 40,000 people, and they had someone there that was going to distribute vaccines to guests who wanted them. You had the option.
What?
To sign up.
Are you kidding me?
And get the vaccine at the venue, but guess how many people actually did it?
How many?
13.
Yeah, because they ain't come for that.
Out of 40,000 people in attendance, 13 of them decided
13 is better than nothing.
Gonna get it. Now, granted, a lot of them probably already were vaccinated, but you would expect that number to be a little higher, but sheesh.
13, that's wild.
So apparently they have 1,500 doses available. So they knew it wasn't going to be that many compared to the 40,000. They have 1,500 available and only 13 were administered.
That's crazy. 13.
Yeah, man.
13 motherfuckers. I'm saying it like it's a song. That, hey, it ain't even no song. I just made it up. Like...
So we got Jay-Z, Pusha T, Travis Scott, Playboy Cardi, Kid Cudi, Lil Baby, Lil Durk, Roddy Ricch, Pop Smoke, and his mom, Donda West, Dr. Donda West. They all on the album.
Dope.
Yeah. Check it out, and we'll talk about it again another time. Let's move on. OnlyFans reversing their decision. Remember they said starting October 1st, I think it was October 1st, they were going to ban all pornographic content, stopping a lot of people's bags. And what I felt was going to be a lot of their money as well, because I feel like 90%, probably 95% of the content and revenue going to OnlyFans is from porn shit. I'm almost certain. And they realized that, and they said, hold on, let's not stop our own bag.
Right, because that's what they about to do.
Right.
He said, hold up, let me think about it real quick. You know what, I changed my mind.
So they released a statement. They said, thank you to everyone for making your voices heard. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creative community and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change. OnlyFans stands for inclusion, and we will continue to provide a home for all creators. Get your condoms ready.
You stupid for that.
I think they saw... Tyga was announcing his
right,
own platform.
Right, I was
platform.
About to say that. Yep.
Yeah, there was someone else who announced a platform. Nah.
Oh, nah, we about to stop our bag. You see this? You see this? This is your fault. That's how they came in the room. Waving
they had
the
no
paper.
Business trying to have morals anyway.
Since when, right?
Man, they would have a heart. Let them... F and peace.
Since when?
OnlyFans is here to stay. I don't know if any damage has been done because a lot of people probably already plan to jump ship once they heard about it. So I don't
right.
know. But
oh, I'm out of here.
Some people probably
right?
Happy as hell, though. They like, yes, I don't got to go get another a regular job.
I want to show my pussy. You saw that?
No,
you saw
I didn't.
That meme? I mean, you saw that video? He's like, I want to show my pussy. I can't get a regular job. I want to show my pussy.
No, I didn't see it.
He's like, I can't get a regular job. I was a leak.
So, yeah, carry on. The OnlyFans, let's move on. Aaliyah, what's next for Aaliyah? So her uncle, Barry Hankerson, remember he's the guy who a lot of people felt like was the one person standing in between Aaliyah and us streaming her music.
Right.
He spoke out. He just did an interview with the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Okay.
He spoke about what's going on.
Let's hear what he got to say.
A posthumous album in the works for Aaliyah that will reportedly feature Chris Brown, Future, Drake, and others. What do you think about a posthumous album, new content, Aaliyah music?
I think that what is going on, because he went from not wanting to release the music to now coming out with all of this. Is he running out of money? What's the motive? That's basically what my opinion. What's the motive? What's his motive?
A lot of people feel like it's always mixed reviews when it comes to posthumous albums, because some people feel like let them rest in peace, like they didn't want this stuff out type shit, like
right.
When it came to Prince, people felt that way. Even some of the songs on Pop Smoke's album, some people feel that some of it he wouldn't have done, like that you could tell it was other people just like experimenting, I guess, with his vocals. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if it's good, it's good, but I just don't know. I don't know.
Right.
I'll just take the old stuff, classics. But what else Barry Hankerson had to say on the reason he finally releasing Aaliyah's music for streaming now, he said, I had never decided for it not to be out. It was just circumstances. He said, streaming has been devastating to artists, small labels, and independent labels because you're literally not making enough money to stay in business. So we decided to pull back our music to try to figure out a way to survive. And he feels that was a successful strategy because it created a demand that allow him to make better deals for distribution. So maybe he's getting a bigger percentage or something now or something. He also talks about how he felt when he first discovered Aaliyah's relationship with R. Kelly. He said, to be very honest with you, of course I was upset. I had to really, really consider what my actions would be. He said, and really I found out I wasn't a hardcore criminal. I couldn't kill nobody. So I took it. I'm a Muslim. I went to Minister Farrakhan, and we just prayed about it. Resolved ourselves to let God handle him. I think that's what's going on. Ain't no sense in two lives getting destroyed.
I find it funny that he's all of this is going on while the trial is going on right now. Right?
Yeah, right? Like, at the 20-year mark and all that. Yeah. He also speaks about R. Kelly, the current trial. He said he just put up a wall. He said it's just too emotional for me. It brings back too many bad thoughts for my whole family. He impacted my whole family. It's just a bad thing. But yeah. And speaking of R. Kelly and the trial, it's ongoing. So various people are testifying and revealing different details about certain things. So one of the latest things to come out is that R. Kelly allegedly told one of his girlfriends that he married Aaliyah just so she can get an abortion. He said it was the only way to end her pregnancy without her parents' consent. This is according to one of his girlfriends that just testified at the trial. What you think about that?
Damn. That's crazy. You think they're going to make a document, a docu about it? Like, you think it's going to come out, like how Surviving R. Kelly came out? You think all of this is going to come out?
I mean, yeah, I feel like maybe they'll do a one about Aaliyah.
Right.
That should be good. And I don't know how much they'll get into it, like how much details, but maybe it'll come out in that. Yeah, but yikes. We'll see, we'll see.
That's crazy. Well, we'll see what happens. And I'm very curious to hear all these stories, but I don't want to hear them one by one. I want to hear them all at once, you know? Like, it's just too much when you're just hearing, oh, this girl said this, and then the next day after that, get that day, and then
you
now we're going to try
though.
The next day, and then I want to hear everything all at once.
The judge, I think it was the judge's decision to not have his trial, like, be public, like, and only certain people are allowed in the courtroom and stuff, no media, I think. So we getting, like, bits and pieces of it as it's going on. Yeah. But we'll see how it plays. I just want to know when's the end of the trial, because I don't even know. Like, when's the last? Let me know when is the closing argument and when they're about to announce the verdict. That's what I'm most interested in.
Right.
Like, how long is this going to get dragged out? How many more witnesses do y'all have?
A lot. It's a lot. You see all those females they had on Surviving R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. But they all saying, like, the same thing, right? Like,
no. No.
A listener say Timbaland and Missy, that's why Timbaland, only Timbaland and Missy should do it if they do. They knew her in terms of a posthumous album. That's definitely a good idea.
Well, maybe they helping.
If it came from
you don't
them,
think they
then I probably would feel a little different about it.
That's
I don't
a big
know.
Project, so you don't think they helping with that?
I don't know, because there was talks that Drake was producing it and all that. Like, I didn't hear any talks about Timbaland and Missy at all being involved. So there's about 3 more weeks for the trial. Then R. Kelly has another one in Minnesota and Illinois. These are the different states he's facing charges in, I guess. A listener said Timbaland and Missy said they won't unless the mother was good with it. If the family is not even speaking to Barry, probably not. Yeah, that's probably not the case. I'm sure they would be down, but they just want the, like, shares to go to her, like the foundation or whatever. They don't want it to just be in vain, I guess, or, you know.
Well, I don't know.
Let's see.
I want to see, like I said, I want to wait and see when everybody's done. But, you know, he's going down. So it's over for him.
You think?
Yes. What do you mean? He can't fight this. What do you think? Like, he can't fight this. He's going down. That dude is going down.
Totally over.
Right.
Y'all may just be surprised.
No, honey. Not this time.
It does seem
he
like
he got through it
like,
before, but not this
it's
time.
All over. Yeah, it's like the cards are stacked against him at this point. I wonder what I'm hearing all of what the like prosecutors. Side is, I want to hear what the defense side is saying. Like, who's testifying on his behalf and what are they saying?
I want to know who's testifying on his behalf, too. That's a good question. I didn't even think about that. Who you think? Who you think will be testifying on his behalf? This is a huge case. Like, this is huge. You know, whoever testifies on his behalf is going to go through it. You hear me? Like, yo. The world is going to be looking at them crazy after they testify.
I think that girl Jocelyn will testify for him. That was one of
those two girls. We already know.
Yeah.
The two girlfriends that he recently had, we already know about them. But other than that, who?
Never know. But let's move on. Let's talk about Candyman. No spoilers, but are you into that? I can't remember. Do you like the scary movies or?
Yeah, I like scary movies.
I
just
sure.
don't like you know who. You know who.
So. Are you planning to see Candyman?
I don't really care for it, but I'll watch it. I wanted to go to the movies anyway. I miss doing that, even though I don't really like it too much because you do it too much. But
yo,
you made me not
like
it.
Yo,
you made me not like it.
You be not with it.
You made me not like it like that. And I used to go a lot, too, when my daughter was small. I used to take her. Like, if we ran out of things to do, I'd just take her to the movies because I live, like, two blocks away.
Yo, I go to the movies, like, if not every week, every other week.
A lot.
I'm in there.
So, anyway.
A lot. So, Candyman, this is one of the movies I was really looking forward to seeing because of the trailer. The trailer alone was like, oh, yeah. It's about to go down.
All right. I ain't see the trailer.
You ain't see the trailer?
I just heard about it. That's it.
I'll say this. I feel like the trailer is better than the movie. I think the trailer, I guess because it was like compressed and compiled into like 1 minute or 2 minutes, whatever the hell. They edited the shit out of that trailer and it gave more than the movie gave, I feel. There was some messaging in there that, you know, Jordan Peele is like, that's kind of his thing in his movies. So there was messaging in there, but it was like, I gotta wait till y'all see it and then we could talk more because I don't know if it was just me. I read some comments of other people saying that they ain't like it or it was whack and all that. But I'm curious, once y'all see it, if y'all feel the same way. But I just feel like the trailer was better than the movie. I'll say that.
The trailer was better than the movie? So don't even waste my time? Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying
don't
waste your time.
No, that's save my money. Like, basically, is what you're saying. The trailer is better than the movie.
You may feel
just
different.
Just watch the trailer. That's it.
I just expected more. That's the only thing. Like,
right.
I really wanted it to be like, I wanted them to really hit me. Like,
right.
And it felt like it was missing some, they had a lot of opportunities that was missed. I don't know. I just feel like they could have did more. And it makes me want to see the old one. There was an old one, right? This not like the first. So I want to see like the
old
one.
Well, it would be kind of different for me because I don't remember the old one. So it's
me either.
You know.
But I'm curious as to how much they like followed that.
Changed.
Or
right.
Yeah.
And you say Jordan Peele directed it?
Yeah, I think I can't remember if he was a director or just executive producer or writer, like, but he was in there. He was one of the top people involved, one way or another. I don't know exactly, but. But, yeah. I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna watch it again, actually, because, like I said, I fell asleep like twice because it was. It was a little slow at times.
Wait, you went to the movie twice to see it and fell asleep?
No. Twice during.
Oh, you fell asleep twice
during the one movie, yeah.
Okay.
And it's not even that long. That's another thing, too. The shit is only like an hour and a half. That's enough time for you to really hit us. It's not like it was two hours and you had to kill time and drag shit out. Like, it's a short movie. But, yeah, I don't know. But after y'all see it, we'll talk again. Candyman. Yo, have you ever did that when you were younger?
What?
Like say his name five times in the mirror?
No, I don't play around. I don't fuck around. As a kid, I feel like, I don't know who it was.
But it wasn't Candyman. It was Bloody Mary, and I feel like we did that.
Yo, chill out. With all of that.
I feel like we did that.
Chill out.
I'm not gonna say it. I feel like we said it, and I don't know. I wish I could remember who was in the bathroom with me. It was like some of my cousins. I just wish I could remember who so I could ask them if what I remember happening actually happened or if my mind is playing tricks on me. But I feel like something happened. And we hold ass out of that bathroom. It probably was just in us in our heads, like, thinking. But, yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, what's wrong with you?
We was kids.
I don't fuck around.
I think we were living in Flatbush at the time.
I hope my daughter would never do that because, yo, I don't play with that. We watch a lot of paranormal movies and stuff like that, so I don't think she would even play with it. You know what I'm saying? Thank God.
Yeah.
But I would hope she won't even let anybody convince her to do that.
Yeah, she's older now, and I don't think they really on it, but I bet there's some young, dumb kids out here that's doing it for fun on TikTok or something right now if you Google it.
I'm sure. Oh, my God. Sure. Lord, please. Save these kids. Because they so crazy. This generation is so crazy.
But, yeah, so... That's bad. Check it out, though, and we'll talk about it again later. I think that's it for what's hot in these blogs, unless you got something.
No, I'm good.
All right, so let's get ready to get into what blows mine. It's a part of the show. We stay with our skin, works our nerves. Let's get that theme music popping off. Our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just has you like, bruh, really? 646-716-8544. Press 1 right now. Judy.
What blows mine? So much. People blow mine. Somebody told me that they was going to block me today. And I feel like, isn't that something that you just do? Like, why are you telling me?
Right.
So you
that's
telling
like
me,
they go
so
on
that
Facebook
means
and
I'm
be
never
like,
going
to
even try to call you
my
now.
Page. Like, just delete that shit.
Right. Like, I'm never going to try to call you now because I know that it's a chance that you really did block me. So thank you for the information. But I don't really even care because I wasn't going to call you anyway. Like, this person been calling me for the past week and I have not answered. So now that I do answer, it was by mistake because I don't know what's going on with my call, but for some feature, when the phone rings, if I don't end it, decline it, it answers it. So I answered it by mistake, and the person was like, hello, hello, and I answered. So, okay. I hung up like, damn. Answered this phone by mistake, you know, the phone, the call. Right? So, now today they call, waking me up on my sleep. So I'm like, all right, now I'm out of my sleep. So I'm like, let me answer this call so they can stop. So now I answer the phone and you got the nerve to hang up on me. Me?
Wow.
The person you try to get in contact with for a whole week? So I let it be. No, thank God they hung up. Thank God. And they called back. And they called back.
Hey, over your shit.
And they called back too, cause I didn't say anything. I didn't care enough. They called back. People just get me sick, you know. People just get me sick. I think I'm just gonna start just fucking with animals from now on. Cause it seems like. It seems like these dogs and cats have more sense than a lot of these people, huh?
I'm gonna get this money for the rich.
Right, like, it seems like dogs and cats have more sense. Like, kidding me?
Damn.
Oh, my God. And then, now you texted me. Like, come on, come on. I thought you said you wasn't talking to me no more.
Yo, that's really how, like, in general, when you see, like, people post text threads from, like, relationships or just girls and guys that's, like, dating or something, and the girl, typically, the girl will be writing long-ass messages and the guy would just write, like, okay or something.
Right.
And in this case, it was the reverse, apparently. The guy is doing all
right,
the way.
Right, like. Oh, I'm never talking to you ever again. Okay, thank God. Like, hit him with the thank God. Hit him with the thank God. That like, if somebody, if you sitting there pouring your heart out to somebody and you know, and you like, so at this point, I'm never going to talk to you again. And they hit you back with that thank God in the prayer hand.
Damn.
How would you feel?
I mean, I don't know. I had a girl tell me that she wasn't going to speak to me again, though. But
so,
I didn't reply, thank God.
No, but I'm saying if somebody hits you, like, say if you like somebody and you said I'm never hitting you again and they said I'm never texting you again and no you say I'm never texting you again like I can't fuck with you no more like I know you're not gonna say the things that this dude said but you like you know I'm not fucking with you.
I would officially block you. But I'm a different type of person.
I don't
definitely
even tell
not
a
Leo.
Person that I'm blocking them or not talking to them. I just do it.
Right, just do it.
Like, what's the point of me telling you? Let me just do it.
That's like he's trying to get you to talk him out of it or something. Or it's
right.
Like figuring you'll be like, oh, no,
like,
what's
you
up? Like,
what
you doing? Why are you blocking me? Blah, blah, blah. And then you hit him with the thing.
Is that serious? Is that serious? No, do it. Just do it. Find out if I was to call you. But if you told somebody, like, I ain't fucking with you, and they
that
say,
means
thank
they,
God.
They're not with it. They're not really with it. I'll be like, damn. It's over.
I was laughing when I texted, too. Like, thank God.
Like, damn.
You know how you be having the three bubbles be right there and you waiting for a person to say what they're going to say? and then when you get it, it ain't what you thought. It's like, she's probably going to be like, come on, Ill, you bad corny, you about to buy. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying thank God. Because if you feel like you need to block me out your life, then you don't deserve me in your life. The fuck? So yeah, people blow mine. Thank you. That will be all.
Oh man, I don't even think I have anything this week.
Well,
we're gonna get ready to get up out of here.
We out.
Facebook.com/HollywoodandFriendsRadio. Go like that on Facebook, Instagram at Hollywood and Friends. Email us, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Where you at? Where they can find you, Trudy?
Oh, at take_care_all2021. I'm about to change that. I don't know what I'm going to change.
Yeah,
because
2021 about over now.
Right. So I'm about to change that. I'm about to change my name again. Let's see what happens.
Sidebar, you know Kanye legally changed his name to just Ye?
Ye. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I heard. So that's what we got to call him now.
Ye.
Ye.
Jadia, are you smart?
Yay.
Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at I Am Hollywood, and follow our producer Stacey at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. B L U on Blue. Yeah, you've been trying to be out.
And we out.
Thank you for listening. We out.
From the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.